Hello, I'm Armin de Vries, and I live in Zoetermeer, and I'm 20 years old. Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Kolish. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that harmed captured of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes burst Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Locos, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to throne the Locos. Medea promised the daughter of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure to lure Jason into her plot. Medea severed her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled and she poisoned her rifle. The poison crown about Cloud's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife and she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Guided by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sword turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons of whom she scared. Her heart beat slower and Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of the legendary tales. Rarely the mother wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting of fault fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you wasted yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with the wind, a low profile, meek words. Acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry, Medea, sticks and stones. The straw and chef, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care, but Creon is the king. You ran at him and are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exile all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down. Persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to your in secret, would have, but you can't. But you can't keep it sipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment.